Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, your team had a nice weekend off last week after a tough home series against Ohio State. This is quite the stretch for you guys playing another ranked opponent. But what did that bye week do for your team as far as refreshing you?
Yeah, just certainly just to have the time off was good. And I mentioned Tuesday, just, you know, both physically and mentally, just to kind of get away. I know quite a few went home. Some stuck around for the weekend, but just overall, just an opportunity. You know, we practiced Thursday, gave them Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. So just they came back Monday, and there's no question. You could tell they were kind of refreshed and anxious to get going on this weekend.
What were some of the points of emphasis coming off of that weekend against Ohio State that your team worked on during practice?
Well, again, we continually work on trying to manufacture goals and we kind of pointed out, we showed them some clips we actually got from the men's team about one night in the NHL, the percentage of goals that were scored just within a 5-foot radius of the net and net front presence, just the importance of it. And again, just talked about how important that is. You know, we need to get to the net. We need to create chaos and, you know, try to take whoever we're playing, take the goalie's eyes away Again, goals aren't always going to be pretty, and you know we'll take plenty of ugly goals anytime. So you know that's certainly an emphasis, and will continue to be. Just going into this weekend, we just know how talented Minnesota is, and you know there's some things that they like to do, have always liked to do, and you know that, and watching them on film, it just kind of reinforces that they're still trying to do those things. So you know some of the areas is important that we're good in the neutral zone, staying above their forwards. If we can force them to dump pucks or create turnovers, then that's a win for us. And obviously in a defensive zone, we can't be puck mesmerized. You got to have your head on a swivel, picking up people away from the puck.
All the teams in the WCHA were off last week, but coming off before that bye week, the Gophers had beaten Wisconsin and then took a total of 5 out of 6 points. After scouting that video, what did you see out of the Gophers?
They played well. They played very well. Just they're again very talented team. You know, they pretty much went with three lines. I thought Amy Potomac was outstanding. They present matchup problems because it's not just one line. I mean, you know, all three of their lines are really talented, and they have a decor that I mentioned Tuesday, they lead the nation in goals for. So you know they'll get points from the back end, and it's one of those games where you can never relax. You've always got to be on your toes, and everybody's got to be aware of where people are on the ice, because they'll try to stretch and try to hit the long bomb, and if you're not paying attention, they'll take advantage of it. So they just played very well. Scobie was really outstanding in goal form, and you know we know how good Wisconsin is, so to take 5 out of 6, that's pretty impressive.
Your team has a number of Minnesotans on it, actually a majority of them. What does it mean to be able to play at Ritter Arena? I mean, obviously, we're going to have just as many fans in the stands as the Gophers, probably.
I hope so. In my time, you know, this group certainly enjoyed coming here and playing. A lot of respect for the program Brad has, and certainly the success that the Gopher women's hockey team has had over the years. It's easy to get up for games like this because we know how talented and how good these teams are. But just again, we do have quite a few players from the metro area, so just an opportunity for a lot of friends and family to come watch them. And obviously for our freshmen, it's going to be their first time, and it's always an exciting moment for them to step on the ice here at Ritter.
What do you think is going to be a key to getting a win here tonight?
You know, we just talked about just playing our game and just going out. You know, we got a team that can get up and down the ice, and it's imperative that we play fast. We're going to have a lot of back pressure. I think that's going to be really, really important. We just if we can put pressure on Minnesota's the puck here from in front and behind, it's going to get the puck off their stick quicker, and that's going to be good. So, again, good at puck management. You know, we talk about that all the time, but again, it's so important against talented teams like this, because you turn the puck over anywhere, you know, chances of them getting an outnumbered situation coming back here are pretty good. And then, again, when you put the puck on the stick of talented players, they're going to make plays. So puck management is going to be critical. And then, you know, again, just being really, really good in our end.
Coach, good luck tonight. Go get those Gophers.
Thanks, Kelly.